problem for the participant on stage. If you are inside, unless if it is an extreme emergency, will you be allowed to go out. But kindly refrain from any movement while the speeches are on. No eating, no drinking in the auditorium, inshallah. There is a time and place for everything. There is a time and place for drinking and eating, inshallah. That will be at the time of Zuhar Salah and the lunch, inshallah. Inshallah. In the event, mothers, with due respect, in the event of your child crying excessively, please use the exit door. I would rather say, in the event of your child beginning to cry, not waiting for the child to cry excessively, in the event of your child beginning to cry, because we know once they start crying, then they're going to go on to excessive crying. So as soon as you notice this unusual behavior or the crying starts, then please rush to the exit door, but rush quietly, inshallah, so that it doesn't interfere with the speeches that will be taking place, inshallah. Very quickly, the procedure, inshallah, for the speeches. As we know, we have categories. There's category one, which category 1 makes up the grade 1 and the grade 2 make up category 1. There is a time limit for grade 1 and grade 2, which is the category 1. 1 minute to 130 seconds, inshallah, is the time limit. There will be, obviously, the green flag that will be raised when the child reaches 1 minute, so that the child knows green is for go. I still have time to continue with my speech. At 1 minute 30 seconds, then the red flag will go up to show that now you have exceeded your time limit. But then a 15 seconds grace will be given to try and wrap up and complete your speech. At 1 minute 45 seconds, the bell will ring. As the bell rings, then inshallah, if the participant has not completed the speech, at the sound of the bell, the speech will then have to stop, inshallah. Inshallah, please respect this procedure that we have in place. This is the category 1, that is grade 1 and grade 2. Then we have category 2, which is grade 3 and 4. The only difference with category 2 is the time limit. Their time limit is 2 minutes to 230 seconds, inshallah. And then we go on to category 3, which is class 5, grade 5 and grade 6. Their time limit is 3 minutes to 330 seconds. And then we go on to the final category, which is category 4, grade 7. And grade 7 time limit is 4 minutes to 430 seconds, inshallah. The participating schools today, alhamdulillah, Al-Huda Muslim School, Klerksdorp, Madrasa Islamia, Freiburg, Madrasa Islamia, Kronstadt, Welcome Muslim School, Kimli Islamic School, Kimli, Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, also from Kimli, Madrasa Ansarul Islam, Potchefstroom, Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafikeng, Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg, Madrasa Arabia Islamia Lichtenberg, and also we welcome for the first time as a participant at the Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamiyat Speech Contest, that is Darul Arqam, also from Lichtenberg. Inshallah, we thank you we say Jazakumullah to you for entering our speech contest, inshallah. At the end of this page that I'm reading, it says, yeah, have a pleasant day. That means, inshallah, we are now going to start. I would like to now, inshallah, continue with the actual program, that is the speeches, inshallah. Please, all movements, etc., for now, not minimum, but completely stop, inshallah. There was a sajda ayah that was recited in the qira'ah. So inshallah, at the time of Zuhar Salah, it would be good. Oh, inshallah, as soon as we remember, then we can make the sajda tilawah, inshallah. On the participants, I'm sure, inshallah, there is a line of chairs. The ushers, etc., will direct you. We are now, inshallah, going to start with category 1. In category 1, we will start with the grade 1s. The time limit for the grade 1s is 1 minute to 130 seconds. And inshallah, our first contestant this morning is Amara Susiwala from Al Huda Muslim School, Klerksdorp. And Amara's topic is Allah Made Them All.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A warm welcome to one and all. My topic for today is Allah Made Them All. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Ta'ala is one. He has no partner, no mommy, and no daddy. He created me, you, and everything you see. He created the sun, the moon, and the whole universe. He created all the animals, insects, birds, and fish. Some swim, some fly. Some walk on two legs, others walk on four legs, and some crawl on their tummies. Allah Ta'ala is the most powerful and the most merciful. He is in need of no one. We are only in need of Him. He will remain forever. Allah Ta'ala wants us to obey Him, to pray to Him, and to ask Him for whatever we need. Allah Ta'ala created Jannat and Jahannam. If we love a good and pious life, we'll go to Jannat. If we love a naughty and sinful life, we'll go to Jahannam. We must all remember that one day we are going to meet Allah Ta'ala. We all belong to Him and we must return to Him. Allah Ta'ala created us all. Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. Jazakumullah. Amara Susiwala. Next participant, Khadija Vahora from Darul Arqam, Lichtenberg, and the topic is Eating of Haram Affects My Body and Soul.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. My dear brothers and sisters and ulama-e kiram, today my topic is about eating of haram affects my body and soul. Halal and haram food has effects on personal and social behavior. Allah says in Quran, O you who believe, eat of the good things wherewith we have provided you, and render thanks to Allah if it is He whom you worship. The Prophet of Allah said, avoid whatever you have doubts about in favor of what is not doubtful. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah said, a body nourished with haram food will not enter Jannah. And a person consuming haram food, his good deeds are not accepted for 40 days. In today's time, whenever we buy food or meat or something, we should check and verify everything about halal and haram. Halal and haram food look similar to us. But haram food leaves big impact on human character and soul. Allah is pure, and He only accepts pure. May Allah grant us understanding and save us from haram. Inshallah, Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, Khadija Vahora from Darul Arqam Islamic School, Lichtenberg. Next participant, Zahra Sheiknag from Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafikeng. And Zahra's topic is Allah's best friend.
It was 2:30 p.m. My heart was beating fast with excitement. I ran into my madrasa class. As I couldn't wait to tell my friends whose best friend I had decided to be, I entered. Just as Aisha was telling everyone once again why she wanted to be Princess Sophia's friend. And as usual, Tahir and Yusuf were fighting as to who would be the better friend, hug or flesh. I laughed and told them that I want to be Allah's friend. And then there was silence in the class. So I told them an interesting story about a king who announced to his slaves, "Put your hands on anything valuable and it will be yours." All the slaves rushed for the valuables except for one intelligent slave who put his hand on the king's head. When he was asked why, he smiled and said, "If I have the king, I have his kingdom." Thus made me decide that if I obey Allah and follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah would be happy with me. The choice is simple. Become Allah's friend.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, Zahra Sheiknag. Next we have Unaisa Ismail from Madrasa Ansarul Islam Pochestrum. The topic is eating of haram affects my body and soul.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I race into the house, greet mommy and he and her the yummy chocolate bar. I make a silent 2 hour, mommy checks. Finally, she says, "Unaisa, it's fine. You can eat it." Alhamdulillah, the chocolate bar that I bought from the tuck shop was halal. I was so happy because being a Muslimah, I know that eating haram affects my body and soul. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, "O you who believe, eat of the good things which we have provided for you." Once Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu forced himself to vomit out a morsel of haram haram food, which he unknowingly ate. He did this because our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ لَحْمُ النَّبَتَ مِنَ السُّحْتِ فَكُلُّوا لَحْمِ النَّبَتَ مِنَ السُّحْتِ كَانَتِ النَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. That flesh which is nourished by haram food is destined for the fire of hell. It is mentioned by our pious predecessors that the effect of eating haram remains in a person's body for 40 days. Therefore, let us eat that which is halal and pure and stay away from the haram and harmful food. Jazakallahu khaira.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, Unaisa Ismail. It seems that breakfast wasn't enough. We're not hearing MashaAllah as the participants complete. Next, we have Vidya Kambula from Madrasa Arabiya Islamia, Lichtenberg. The topic is my favorite posture in Salah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I am going to talk about my favorite position in Salah. My favorite position in Salah is Sajda, because I feel close to Allah when I am in that position. It is when all creation are submitting to Allah. Sajda is when we put our highest part of our body onto the ground. What does this mean? It means we humble ourselves in the sight of Allah. How wonderful it is to be sister, because all our du'as is accepted when in sister. Jazakallahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, Vidya Kambula. Our sixth participant in this category in grade 1 this morning is Niaz Aysen from Kimberley Islamic School. And the topic is, eating of haram affects my body and soul.
Eating of haram affects my body and soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, O you people, eat what is on the earth, halal and pure. Do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan, for you is the open enemy. Haram food poisons the human soul, like polluted water causes sickness in the human body. It is extremely harmful, both physically and spiritually. People who eat haram will not enter Jannah. Muslims must become more aware of halal and haram. According to the hadith, our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you're not sure, do not eat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding, inshallah, ameen.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Niaz Aysen. Next participant, Suhail Bulbulia, Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg. The topic is Allah made them all.
Assalamu alaikum to my educators and fellow learners. Allah made all. Allah created the earth, the stars, the sky. He also taught the birds to fly, the sun to shine, the wind to blow. The things that we don't, Allah knows. The grass so green, the moon so bright. Raindrops the ocean, day and night. Allah made all. Allah created. He is the creator, the sustainer, and the provider. His system runs perfectly, and nothing can function without His will. From the smallest ant crawling on the largest rock in the deepest jungle, to a giant whale swimming in a vast blue ocean. We can't even imagine the power of Allah, but we can see His miracle and majesty in each of His creation. Allah made us ears to hear, eyes to see. Allah made us hearts that beat and a mouth that speaks. Allah made you, Allah made me, but best of all, Allah made us ummatis. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Suhail Bulbulia. Our eighth participant this morning from Madrasa Miftahul Ulum Kimli, Shehnaz Lavangi. And the topic is Allah made them all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My topic for today is Allah made them all. I see blue skies and white clouds above me. In the morning I see a golden ball rising in the east. The sun, many birds fly in the sky. Some are yellow, some are brown, and some are even gray. In the garden I see a huge tree with soft green grass beneath it and flowers of all colors. A bee comes buzzing by with yellow and black stripes painted on its back. And the most wonderful thing comes flying by, and the most beautiful colors and patterns, a butterfly. In the garden I see many trees, some are apple trees, some have peaches on them, and I love the strawberry tree. When it gets dark, a bright moon shines down, and millions of stars twinkling down like little diamonds. Everything in the world, the moon, the stars, even the teeny weeny ant, even my mommy and my daddy and me, Allah made them all. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Shehnaz Lavangi. Next we have Muhammad Sadiq Abdul Mullah from Belcom Muslim School, and the topic is my favorite posture in Salah.
I As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My topic for today is my favorite posture in Salah. My favorite posture in Salah is the sujood. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person is closest to the Lord in sujood. So that is a unique position, Salah. To be close to Allah, you have to go into sujood. Sujood is the greatest thing a Muslim can do. It's the only thing Shaitan wouldn't do. If you knew how powerful the sujood is, you would never lift your head off the ground. It is humbling moment that your head to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite that glory be to Allah who is the highest while you are in your lowest position. Allahu Akbar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah, Muhammad Sadiq from Welcome Muslim School. A little breather now that completes, alhamdulillah, we have completed the grade ones. The grade two participants can in the meantime get ready, inshallah, to keep us busy for the next few minutes. We have a nod by Maulana Zakir, who is a teacher at the Kimli Islamic School. Maulana Zakir Sahib.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah nur Muhammad sallallahu la ilaha illallah. Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah ma fi qalbi ghayrullah nur Muhammad sallallahu.
Step into a world of choice with TradeBot Distribution, Trade Center Springs and Trade Center Boxburg. For more information, contact TradeBot Distribution on 031-508-9526. Trade Center Springs on 011-813-3334. Trade Center Boxburg on 011-826-1388. Or Trade Center Woodbank on 013-656-6707. Trade Center Boxburg only. Visit our new halal butchery and bakery for the famous naan and caramel bread. With TradeBot Distribution and Trade Center, you too can build on our strength and profit from our experience.
It's time to get more for your money by getting all your essentials for less this week at Pick n Pay. PNP Super Maize Meal, 5 kg, R36.90. Danone Ultramel Flavored Custard Assorted, 1 litre, R18.90. Nola Mayonnaise Assorted, 730 grams or 780 grams, R16.90. Brooks Oros Original Orange Squash, 2 litres, R23.90. PNP Potato Chips Assorted, 125 grams, buy any 2 for R15. Get more for less, prices valid from 14 to 17 April 2016.
It's back. It's back. Celebrate Durban's sun-kissed days and starlit nights at the Hartley Fair. It's where you've got to be. for incredible shopping, unusual gifts, exquisite Islamic wear, trendy fashion, exotic foods, and decadent desserts, showcasing an array of 250 local and international exhibitors for the discerning shopper. Wait, there's more. Spectacular live entertainment. Laugh your socks off with Simi Yaref, Yusuf Kedu, and Zahir Bassa, and a host of machines, fire shows, soccer tricksters, and amazing kiddies rides and games. Be where it's all happening and win amazing prizes and loads of giveaways. Saturday, April 30th, Sunday, May 1st, and Monday, May 2nd, the Hartley Fair, 133 Hartley Road, Overport. Inquiries 031-207-3498.
Employment Ethics in Islam, Rights and Obligations of the Employer and Employee. Presented by Maulana Habib Bobat of Radio Islam. Tuesday, the 26th of April, 2016, after Aisha Salah, Quwwat al-Islam Masjid, Lanesia, Extension 1. Maulana Bilal Qasim, Imam of Quwwat al-Islam Masjid. Tuesday, 26th of April, 2016, after Aisha, Masjid Uthman Ghani, Lanesia South. Brought to you by Jamitul Ulama Dawah Wal Irshad.
This live broadcast is sponsored by NZ Birthday Associates and Attorneys, Notaries and Conveyancers and Administrators of Estate 13 Belgravia Road, Suite No. 3, Climo House, Athlone. Contact 021-697-8610.
حب شی ہے سروردی کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے ظلم ہوئے کتنے اس پر سینے پر رکھا پتھر پھر بھی لب پر جاری تھا لا الہ إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی اپنی بہن سے بولے عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی بہن نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل یہ عمر کا بول اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ دنیا کے انسان سبھی شرک و بدعت کرتے تھے دنیا کے انسان سبھی شرک و بدعت کرتے تھے رب کے تھے بندے پھر بھی بت کی عبادت کرتے تھے دنیا کے انسان
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. you get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Lanesia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Invest up to 30,000 Rand per year in a Sharia compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top performing Sharia compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 274.com. 27-4 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
The South African National Quran Council announces the commencement of the 11th Regional Quran Memorization Competition, 1437. Registration is now open for both the male and inaugural female competitions. Western Cape, 2nd of April. Mpumalanga, 9th of April. Eastern Cape and Limpopo, 16th of April. South KZN, 23rd of April. North KZN, 24th of April. Northwest, 14th of May. Gauteng, Free State and Northern Cape, 21st of May. Visit alquran.co.za for more information and online registration. This event is sponsored by Motlekar Holdings, Sedgar's Home, Calstar Group, Premier Rentals and Logistics, Four Arrows, Touche Motors Vereniging, Neon Printers and Creative Curve. The SANQC's 11th Regional Quran Memorization Competition, 1437.
As you journey through life, you may encounter some sudden and unexpected bends in the road. They may not always be avoidable, but when it comes to your BMW, you can ensure that their effect doesn't leave a permanent mark. At Valridge Auto, our approved repair center repairs vehicles to the most stringent BMW standards and adheres to comprehensive safety regulations, giving you complete peace of mind. Keep your BMW in mint condition. Contact Valridge Auto in Duncanville on 016-450-5500.
Kimberley set the benchmark on a higher, smarter, and very professional level. May Allah take you from strength to strength. Without taking much of your time, we go on to our grade 2 category, and our first contestant is Yahya Ajam, and his topic will be, I like my brother, sister, Bath. And he hails all the way from Madrasa Islamia, Lichtenberg.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 10 drums, 20 drums, 30 drums. Thus is what we say every time Rahma refuses to bath or eat. That's nothing. I have to give her all my stuff because she is still small. Experts say that 10 drums are normal, but if you ask me, she gets away with murder. Rahma is a family queen, more like drama queen. My older sister calls her Negina. When she wants something, she nails and voila, she gets it. I get so happy when she starts kicking and screaming because now I know she's going to get a shot. Instead, she gets a Kinder Joy. If that was me, my fat cake should be burning for sure. I demand equal rights. Mommy and Daddy, things have got to change. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. That was the voice of Yahya Ajam. Next up we have Aisha Barday with her favorite posture in Salah. And she is from the host city, Kimberley Islamic School.
When my forehead touches my musalla, I feel so special and grateful to be amongst millions of people making sujood to my Creator. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to my Lord the Most High. A short but powerful phrase that truly shows the greatness of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, my favorite posture in Salah is sujood. In sujood, I am the closest to my Allah. My heart is filled with peace and my body is at rest. So I increase my dua in this position. The first command given by Allah immediately after the creation of man was to make sujood. Allah says in Surah Alaq, and make sujood and come close to me. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, I will identify my ummah by the mark of sujood on their forehead. Oh Allah, let us get closer to you through sujood. Inshallah, Ameen.
MashaAllah, that was our diamond from Kimberley, Aisha Barday. Next up we have Zayan Nahuda, all the way from Madrasa Ansarul Islam, Pochefstroom. And her topic is What I Believe.
I believe in Batman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, and obviously not forgetting Superman, my hero. Come on guys, you know that shouldn't be our belief. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our first and foremost belief should be to believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, His angels, His books, His messengers, the day of judgment, and that every good and bad is from Allah Ta'ala, as said in Imani Mufassir. Amantu billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusulihi wa yawmil akhiri wa qadri khayri wa shari min Allahi ta'ala wa al-ba'ath ba'da al-maut. I know most
also my friends out there, and I'm guilty with myself. We enjoy fast cars, PlayStation games, movies, and sports. We become slaves to it. We are so engrossed that we forgot our purpose in life, to believe in the oneness of our Allah, and that this world is merely a passing journey. Our final abode is Jannah, where we'll meet our Creator and be united with lovers forever and ever. So believe in a kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Jazakallah khairah.
MashaAllah. That was the voice of Zayan Nakhuda, all the way from Pochev's room. Beloved listeners, as we go along, I will run you through some of the objectives of why we have went through the extra mile in hosting this very important speech contest. We should keep in mind that first of all, whatever we do is only for the pleasure of Allah. And today, as we sit here and our flowers deliver their speeches, we should keep in mind that it is only for the pleasure of Allah. To keep deen alive, allow our young minds to speak of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is not found today. As we go along, I will run you through some more objectives. Next up, we have Khadija Patel, all the way from Darul Arkam, Lichtenberg. And she will be telling us about her favorite posture in Salah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My favorite posture in Salah. I stand straight with my hands over each other, right over left. I am now in the court of the King of all Kings. This is Qiyam, my favorite posture in Salah. In Qiyam, I speak to Allah in the best of languages, Arabic, using the most perfect words, the words of the Quran. Qiyam also reminds me of death, because in Janaba Salah, there is no ruku and no sajda. Jazakumullahu khairan.
MashaAllah. That was the voice of Khadija Patel, all the way from Lichtenberg. Remember, beloved elders and friends, Salah is not a part-time, a some-time, a no-time. It should be a full-time and on-time. And if you could do overtime, because death is any time. Next up we have Abdullah ibn Mas'ud Muhammad, who hails from Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg, and he will be enlightening us on eating of haram affects my body and soul.
Guess what? Dad bought Mom a new car. Woman drivers, it's not even a week and boom, the engine blew. Mom fell petrol instead of diesel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eating haram affects my body and soul, just as the wrong fuel affected Mom's car. Filling a car's tank with the wrong fuel risks seriously damaging the engine. In the same way, my iman and health are at risk when eating haram. Whether it is eaten knowingly or unknowingly, haram is harmful to my body. I eat food to strengthen my body for ibadah,
but I am what I eat. Haram food breeds haram thoughts and actions. It also causes all good actions not to be accepted. Haram is harmful to my soul. Just as mom could not reach her destination when her diesel car was fueled on petrol, so too can I not reach my destination, Jannah, when my body is fueled on haram. Allah says, eat from that which is pure and the result will be good actions. Let us all be extremely particular about filling our bodies with halal food purchased with halal wealth. Jazakumullah.
MashaAllah, Abdullah ibn Masood Muhammad, all the way from the Platinum province, Rustenburg. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said very, very aptly, ما رفعت إلى فمي لقمة إلا عالم بمجيئها. Then I never ever left any morsel of food to my mouth, except that I have full conviction and I know where it comes from. Where is the source of that morsel of food? May Allah make us understand the importance of consuming halal. Next up we have Sahal Dowry, with her favorite posture in Salah, all the way from Miftahul Ulum, Kimberley.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My favorite posture in Salah. The word favorite means something most liked, dearest, or closest to one's heart. Allow me to give you a scientific perspective of why this position is dearest to me. One is nearest to Allah in this position, and it is the climax of Salah. We kneel humbly and rest our forehead on the ground, placing our hands on each side for support. Scientists believe this position puts the brain at ease. How, you may ask? Wow, the brain becomes lower than the heart, which increases blood flow, memory, hearing, and even concentration. So I told my elder siblings this will help them with their studies. They even advised mom and dad if I drive them crazy, this position will cure as it decreases headaches. We are engaged in this position at least 34 times if we refer Salah daily. SubhanAllah, such joy is amazing. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. That was the voice of Sahal Dowry from our host city, Kimberley. Next up we have Iman Hussein with her topic, Allah made them all. And she hails all the way from Madrasa Islamia, Freiburg.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah made them all. There is nothing in existence but beauty. For Allah created the cosmos only in the image of His infinite beauty. Everything that exists was created from nothingness, according to the highest heavenly standard of splendor and order. Impossible to ever be recreated by anyone. Allah has given every living thing its particular character and meaning, and each component works in total harmony and balance. Of all of Allah's creations,
Man is the most beautiful creature of all. He is given the power of reasoning and insight, the power of hearing, seeing, and understanding. Allah is never done with His work because the process of creation is ongoing. Each new child who is born, every seed that sprouts into a sapling, and every new species that appears on earth is an ongoing process. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah is beautiful. Therefore, the world that He created is beautiful too. Allah created the heavens and the earth, and Allah knows what enters the heart of the earth and what comes forth out of it. And He is with you wherever you may be, and Allah sees all that you do. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Imam Hussein all the way from Freiburg. When you are out of ideas, that's when faith comes in. Let Allah show you the way. Next up we have Aisha Dabuda, all the way from Welcome Muslim School, and she will be enlightening us about how Allah's best friend.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. During his early years, Ibrahim alayhis salam was the only person who believed in one Allah. His father used to make idols and his people used to worship idols. Ibrahim alayhis salam knew that Allah is his creator. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Aisha, and today I am going to talk to you about Allah's best friend. On the day of a festival when everyone had gone out of the town, Ibrahim alayhis salam went and broke all the idols except one. When the people returned, they were angry. They all said it must be young Ibrahim who broke the idols. To punish him, they prepared a huge fire for 3 days and three nights. It was so hot that the birds flying over were roasted by the heat. They catapulted Ibrahim alayhis salam into the fire. Ibrahim alayhis salam, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, turned to Allah for help. He continuously read the
MashaAllah, that was Aisha Dabuda from Welcome Muslim School. If Allah wills for it to happen, it will happen. Just don't stress. Next up we have Muaz Rawat, all the way from Al-Huda Muslim School, Klerksdorp. And his topic, Allah made them all.
Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah made them all, black, brown, white, or peach. They might live in a palace or by the sandy beach. From the big and huge Nigerians to the shortish Malaysians, whether you live near or far, ride a cheap bicycle or drive the fastest car. Nowhere there is only one creator, and that is Allah. Allah says in the Quran, verily, I have created you from men and women and made you into tribes and nations, only so that you may recognize each other. No matter who the person across the table might be, how he looks, how he smells, or how he talks, never look down or belittle them. Each and every person is made by Allah. Our duty as a Muslim to love, to respect everyone. From the old man begging on the road to the domestic working in our home. It is that what's in our heart and the actions that will come in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Muaz Rawat from Al Huda Muslim School, Clarksdorp. Remember, the closest one can be to Allah is during the last third of the night in Tahajjud Salah. Try it and you won't miss it. Next up we have Uzair Sayed, and his topic will be Allah's best friend. He hails from Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mafeking.
Assalamu alaikum. Everybody knows that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a friend of Allah. Because Allah has mentioned it clearly in the Quran that Ibrahim alayhi salam is Khalilullah. Does this mean that we cannot become Allah's best friend? Who is a friend? Is it one of the Ninja Turtles, Batman, Superman? Who we are all crazy about but don't even exist. A true friend is someone you can talk to, share your secrets with, knowing that everything about you is safe. Do you have a friend like that? No. I'm not talking about our moms and dads, because I know for sure that they tell each other everything about us. None of our secrets are safe with them. If I were to be Allah's best friend, it would be awesome. I would have no worries at all. Allah already knows every single thing about me and He won't tell another soul. He will guide me and always keep me safe from any harm. For this to happen, I have to obey the commands of Allah at all times. So from the day I was taught about Ibrahim alayhislam, I decide to make my goal in life to become and to remain Allah's best friend. Jazakumullah.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Uzair Sayed all the way from Maikeng. Atib mat'amaka takun mustajabu da'wa. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, ensure that you are consuming halal all the time. And ensure what you are consuming. Because end of the day, you are what you eat. And what will happen? Takun mustajabu da'wa. You will become a person whose du'as will never be rejected. Our last participant in the grade 2 category of the 5th annual Islamic speech contest hosted in Kimberley is Atiya Mulabai, all the way from Madrasa Islamia Kronstadt. And the topic will be eating of haram affects my body and soul.
Assalamu alaikum. Fatima, it's time for Salah. As Fatima drags herself off to read her Salah, she wonders, why is it so hard to read Salah?
The answer to that is quite simple. Eating of haram affects our body and soul. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we eat haram, our enjoyment and love for doing ibadah vanishes. Our ibadah is then reduced to a mere routine, and the inner sweetness that we feel disappears. For 40 days, our ibadah is not accepted. Our du'as are rejected and our charity and zakah goes unrewarded. A frightening thought. We will be under Shaitan's influence and will become rebellious to Allah Ta'ala's orders. The end result, we will be thrown headlong into Jahannam. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. The solution is simple. Eat halal, avoid eating out. Avoid anything that is doubtful. May Allah Ta'ala guide us, protect us, and give us the pleasure of tasting the sweetness of Iman. Ameen.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah, Atiya, Mullabai. And that completes, alhamdulillah, the grade 2s and also completes the first category. Remember we mentioned earlier the categories, the only differences in the categories are the time limits. So that was the 1 minute to 130 seconds time limit. Now we will be, inshallah, progressing into the next category, category 2, which and we will begin with the grade 3s, inshallah. The time limit for this category, grade 3s and 4s, will be 2 minutes to 2 minutes 30 seconds, inshallah. Before I continue with the calling up the grade 3s, there's just received a message that there's a lot of movement in terms of noise, etc., on my right, that is on the females, on the ladies' side. Please try and control that, inshallah. Otherwise, we will forcefully have to, our ushers on either side will have to control. And we don't want that to happen, inshallah. Also, you know, we are now at the business end of, or rather, we are in the, you know, this is the time for business. In other words, now there won't be any disturbances or we won't have any breaks, etc. Inshallah, we will, the grade 3s and then the grade 4s and grade 5s, inshallah. If you happen to go outside, try your meals, your meal vouchers, etc., are available at the tuck shop areas. Inshallah, there are people, alhamdulillah, that are outside that will help you with wherever you can purchase that. Only one request I have, if we do have to go out for any reason, let's not create an environment of people going out with us. Sometimes there's a whole long line and queue of people that are going out. Let us try and control that, inshallah. The biggest advice that we are here for are from our learners that we are receiving while they are speaking on stage. Grade 3s, inshallah, our first participant for grade 3s will be Muhammad Salim Mangera. And from Madrasa Islamia, Kronstadt, and the topic is my masjid a place of solace?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is my masjid a place of solace? Most definitely, yes. Our masjids play a very important role in our lives as Muslims. It is a place where bonds of brotherhood are made strong, where our iman is maintained, and where believing hearts and minds flourish. It is also the place where our souls seek guidance, where better souls seek shelter, and where learned minds seek wisdom. The masjid is a lighthouse that guides those souls lost in a dark sea of sin. It is very important for those who take care of the masjid to have its doors open
and to fill it with compassion. For if someone walks through the door of a masjid, they have beaten the demons, the thoughts that stand between them and Tawbah. The rat race is left behind, and one enters into a place of total peace. Our object in life is remembered, and we take this weapon of renewed faith with us back to the world of chaos. Everyone who walks through the doors of a masjid, no matter what path they took to get there, is seeking one thing, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important for us to realize that Imam Farabi does not abide there. Let us keep our masjid doors, our hearts, and our minds open. You never know whose soul might be saved. Jazakum Allah khairan.
MashaAllah, Muhammad Salim Mangera from Kroonstad. Next, we have Faizan Kader from Welcome Muslim School, and the topic is Allah's Mercy.
Rabbi Shahli Sadri, wa yassir li amri, wa hlul uqdata min lisani, yafkahu qawli. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ar-Rahman, 'allama al-Qur'an. Khalaqa al-insana 'allamahu al-bayan. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن والقسط ولا تحسروا الميزان صدق الله العظيم الرحمن the merciful. It is the beautiful names amongst the 99 names of Allah. When you make da'wah, the first lesson that you give people is tawheed, oneness of Allah, describing Him as one unique, which is the fundamental concept of Islam. Tawheed is divided into three major parts of Islam. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, and Tawheed al-Asma al-Sifah. If we look at the beginning of our existence in this dunya, to understand how merciful Allah is, while in our mother's tummies, Allah feeds us, help us to breathe through our mother's lungs, and when your rage comes this world, He prepares milk as food for us, which our mothers give us. So looking at these miracles, that shows Allah's mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the mercy of Allah is that Al Jumnus be living slaves to paradise on the day of resurrection. In another riwayah of Bukhari and Muslim, it said that no one will ever enter paradise because of his deeds alone. Allah says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ صدق الله العظيم. So let's ask Allah for His mercy to be in each and every of our deeds, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah Faizan Kaider. Next up we have Nasif Mukri from Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, Kimberley. The topic is I am a Palestinian child and I dot dot dot.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am a child of the holy land, a child of the oppressed land, a child of the land yearning for freedom. You are awoken by the sound of your alarm, a sound so sweet compared to the sound of exploding bombs. You sleep in a warm, comfortable bed while
I sleep on the remains of my home. I have no idea how it feels to be a child. I have no idea how it feels to play outside without being pointed at with a gun. I will never know the joys of being a child. A child with a roof over my head. A child with all the toys in the world. A child with loving parents and siblings with whom I can grow up with. I will never know the feeling of walking freely on my land. Walking without being afraid. Walking without fearing the next explosion. Walking without being threatened with death. I will never know the feeling of eating a hot, home-cooked meal. I will always be wondering where my next crumb of food will be coming from. I will never know the feeling of being well-educated. I will never feel the happiness of making new friends and learning new things in a safe school environment. I will never know. All I do know is that I am a Palestinian child and I have Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is all and everything I need. I therefore walk around with a smile on my face despite being a child, having gone through things that no one deserves to go through. I am a Palestinian child and I am proud to be one. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Nasif Mukri. Our fourth participant in grade 3, category 2, is Salman Baba from Al Huda Muslim School, Klerksdorp. And the topic is the beauty of patience.
Assalamu alaikum, judges, teachers, parents, and fellow learners. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sabrun jameelun, patience is beautiful. I would like to tell you a little story of a boy who was very impatient. He found it very hard to wait for many things. For his parents to deliver their promises, for his PlayStation, his quad bike, for his best friend tell her to play over weekends. But mostly, he was impatient to go to big school. That boy was me, Salman. The whining, the stomping, the sobbing, the tantrums, and the meltdown. Yes, friends, the waiting for a four-year-old was very tiresome and frustrating, being told to wait for a few days. Felt like forever. I wanted it now. I found it very hard to grasp the concept of waiting and time. All too soon, the time passed and the day dawned for big school. I bounced out of my bed every morning, gobbled my breakfast, and sat in the car. Impatiently, of course, waiting for my mommy to take me to school. I was so excited, and sometimes I would say, "Drive faster." Then reality set in. One day, I suddenly woke up and discovered the responsibility of being in big school. The assignments, homework, looking for pictures, and mom's constant nagging. "Salman, you need to hurry. You have homework. Friends later." Ah, I wished I was little again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions patience 90 times in the Quran. Surely, this is proof that the practice of patience is a virtue that we should all strive for. Allah says the rewards for those who exercise patience will be doubled. Now, when I find these feelings of impatience come up every day, I must try and remember the important lesson that Allah has taught us. Striving for patience is virtuous and beautiful, in the way to please Allah. I can't promise that I will always get it right, but I will keep trying, inshallah. Lastly, people be reminded, Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Allah is what the patient wants. Jazakallahu khairan.
MashaAllah, Salman. Our fifth participant, grade 3 in the grade 3 class, is Nabiha Ali from Nurul Iman Muslim School, Rustenburg, and the topic is, I am a Palestinian child and I, again, dot, dot, dot.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am a Palestinian child and my ears are burning with the roar, the boom I've never heard before. Floating a moment, time holds on and then everything is gone. The ground erupts and swallows me, or is it the ceiling I can't see? Which way is up I knew before, but now it is dark and cold. I am raw. Fire, rubble, and mud. Or is it the earth mixed up with blood? I move my body, but not much. My chin and cheek, I cannot touch. I call my mom as my face is sore. Up gather me from the floor. We never let go. Our fingers entwine. A greater love you'll never find. I am a Palestinian child, and I was born strong and wild, ever ready to change the world and make it a better place. Only if you let me survive to see tomorrow. I am too young to vote, and so choose to let you run the world the right way as you claimed. Yet while I look up to you as role models, all I see is a dark future. You drench the soil with our tears and rain the earth with our blood. You even killed our doctors and teachers who looked after us in the absence of our parents. And yet you sat handcuffed, guilty for your safe homes and restful nights, while in Palestine another child dies. So put down your weapons and withdraw your wicked machines from our lands and from our lands and from the skies above our heads. I want peace. You want war. Which one is wiser? Love us like God does, because freedom will come. Palestine. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, Nabiha. Jazakumullah. Next up, we have Fatima Jogi from Darul Arqam Islamic School, Lichtenberg. And the topic is Allah's Mercy.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah's mercy. Allah's mercy comes down to us in many different shapes and forms. The mercy of Allah is not something that we would easily understand, yet it is the only thing that allows us to pull through each and every day of our lives, in sickness and health too. In wealth and poverty too. Every avenue of our lives is completed and fulfilled only through the mercy of Allah. If we look around us, we can see the mercy of Allah in our loving parents, our learned teachers, our troublesome brothers, and our cute cousins. When we are cold, Allah's mercy allows the sun to rise and bring warmth to the earth. When our lands are dry, Allah's mercy allows the rain to fall. Allah's mercy commands the oranges to be sweet and lemons to be sour, although outward they look similar.
If we look within ourselves, as Allah commands us to do in the Quran, we will note some amazing facts. Our eyes are amazing cameras. Our nose can pick up the fragrance of a lovely rose and the stench of fog equally through Allah's mercy. Without any extra efforts, we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out nitrogen only through Allah's mercy. Our hearts beat non-stop all through our lives and never go on holiday or take leave. We would be failing in our duty if we do not mention that it is only Allah's mercy that we have been blessed with the great gift of Iman. It is only Allah's mercy that selected us to be from the great Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank and praise Allah for all the bounties Allah has blessed us. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah and Jazakumullah, Fatima Jogi. Our seventh participant in the grade 3 class, Muhammad Brooker from Kimberley Islamic School, and the topic is, I am a Palestinian child and I...
My name is Muhammad Brook and my speech is about the children of Palestine. There is a tether in my heart. I'm hurting. I bleed, I cringe, I cry. Humanity, where are you? I'm being slaughtered under your watchful eyes. I am cold. I cry, humanity, where are you? Why do you turn your face away? Why do you keep looking the other way? I am here, languishing in Palestine, Ellis ways. Humanity, where are you? Look at me, see me. I am here, sighing in Palestine, Ellis ways. I cringe. I cry, humanity, enough turning the other way, turning a deaf ear, turning a blind eye, while an oh, my poor children die. Oh Allah, let your help ascend to the children of Palestine. Let victory reign from the clutches of misery and the perdition that they are in. Victory, victory prevail in Palestine. I used to cry myself to sleep at night. For breadcrumbs, I have to walk a mile on the streets. I sleep. It gets so cold that I cannot even feel my feet. For covering, I use a box. I don't even have socks. I long for a hot meal. There is nothing to steal. I am a Palestinian child that needs to heal. It's only anger that I feel. It's only to my Allah that I appeal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever helps a Muslim at a time of loss and humility will receive help from Allah when he is in need of help. Jazakallah khairan.
MashaAllah, Muhammad Brooker. Next up we have Farhan Ghani from Madrasa Ansarul Islam, Potchefstroom. And the topic is Allah's Mercy.
Young or old, rich or poor, black or white, mankind, jinn, and animals,
The Rahmah of Allah has no bounds or limits. It is for all creation and time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Beloved Asatidas and friends, if we just look around us, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the milk in the udder of the cow, the honey in the belly of the bee, the eggs from the chicken, our institutes of learning, our parents, siblings, asatidas, and even the beautiful country in which we live. Every single ni'mah is from the mercy of Allah. Allah Ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. And which of the favors of your Lord can you deny? Yes, definitely, the mercy of our Rabb is the greatest favor unto us. Have you ever seen a mother with her little child? She goes out of her way to keep her child happy and comfortable, sacrificing her sleep, health, wealth, time, and comfort for the little child because of her immense love for her child. Just imagine. Well, our beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated something to the effect in a hadith. Allah is more merciful and loving towards us than a mother is to a newborn child. Amazing indeed. We should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, even if it is due to the sins we commit and the wrong we do. Remember, Allah's mercy is much more than that. If we turn to Allah and ask for forgiveness, we ask for Allah's rahmah and mercy. Allah will definitely give it to us. As Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, my beloved audience, my Allah says, O my servants have done wrong to their souls. Do not despair of Allah's mercy. No doubt, Allah forgives all sins. Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. Allahumma arhamna ya arhamar rahimin.
Jazakumullah Farhan. Next up, or the last participant in this grade, Maryam Ahmed from Madrasa Arabiya Islamia, Lichtenberg, and the topic is Allah's Mercy.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I first of all would like to start this beautiful topic about Allah's mercy. Allah the Almighty knows us better than ourselves. All the good and bad is from Allah Ta'ala alone. When we are sad, we always look for people to comfort us and show us love. But we always forget how merciful Allah is and how much Allah loves and cares for us. Allah has given us the day to work and the night to rest, hands to touch and feel, legs to walk, family and friends. Allah says in the Quran, remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. Indeed, Allah is great. Allah is the most merciful. However, He is also swift in reckoning. One cannot try to deceive Allah and take advantage of His mercy by constantly committing the same sins. We should engage in sincere repentance and resolve never to go back to that sin again. Jazakumullahu khairan.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah to Maryam and to all the great threes. We were taken to Palestine to remind us of our responsibilities there and to the Islamic world as well. We were also brought to, or rather reminded of our responsibilities in the beautiful house of Allah that is in the masajids, reminded of Allah's mercy and of a beautiful quality of patience. May we take lesson, inshallah. The idea and the objective is not only to ponder over how it is presented, but rather to take message from what is presented to us, inshallah. Just a reminder, or rather a little announcement while we are getting ready for the great fours, is that inshallah the committee wishes to expand and progress inshallah from the speech contest. I'm sure many parents, many educators, etc., from all the participating schools and madrasas, we all have ideas. We are asking you inshallah to forward your ideas. You can contact the committee via your schools and madaris, your school principals and madrasa principals or teachers or staff. Inshallah, we also thinking and we want your input as to whether we should have the speech contest annually, because there are also many other events that we want to include in this, inshallah. There are qiraat competitions, nasheed competitions, etc. The idea is not competition, I'm just saying it as competition. But please keep this in mind, or rather we're giving you this homework, inshallah, to have an input. Contact your schools and your madrasas, inshallah, and they will forward it to the committee, inshallah, and we will seriously look into this and take your ideas, etc., into consideration, inshallah. Inshallah, we now get ready for the grade 4s, which is still, we are still in the category 2.
In our grade 4 category of the 5th annual Northwest Free State and Northern Cape Islamic Speech Contest held in Kimberley 2016. Our first participant is Zayara Ibrahim, all the way from Madrasa Islamia Freiburg, and the topic will be Wasting in Islam.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam, ala rasulillah, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My speech will be about wasting in Islam. Respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kalla rasulillah in a hadith. Min ba'da minkum aminan fi baytihi mu'afan fi badanihi wa yamluku ta yawmahi kama haza ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which means that whoever is secure in his house and he is healthy and he has food for his day, that person is equal to the one who is having the whole universe. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when one of you eats his meal and a morsel falls down, he should pick it up and remove the doubtful portion and eat the rest. He must not leave it for shaitan. So, brothers and sisters in Islam, we should be grateful for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. And don't waste anything like clothes or food or time or money. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us for everything. How did we get it and where did we spend it?
and we should give whatever extra we have to the poor people and the needy people. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal mubazirina kanu ikhwana ash-shayatin. The people who are wasting are the brothers and the sisters of Shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. And His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also will be pleased with us. Wa agar dawana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Ziara Ibrahim from Madrasa Islamia, Freiburg. Getting on with some of our objectives that we would like to share with you, from amongst them is to allow development of learners, staff management, is to allow professionalism amongst ourselves, and allow for unity of hearts. As we carry on, our next contestant is Muhammad Ammar Vahora, all the way from Darul Arkam Islamic School, Lichtenberg. And his topic will be the beauty of patience.
Assalamu alaikum, my fellow brothers and sisters. The beauty of patience is the topic I would like to represent. Patience means the ability to deal with something or wait for something with a positive attitude. Today, we as young Muslims need to accept the fact that nothing is ours, nothing was ours, and nothing will ever be ours. They are worldly attachments. Everything is given by Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. And everything will return to Allah. Hence, we have nothing of our own to say that this is mine and that I deserve it or I must have it on time. We should at all times remember that a moment of patience may ward off great disasters, and a moment of impatience may ruin a whole life. My grandma once narrated me a story of a strange goat. Years ago, there was a pious lady named Fidya. She lived in a small village with her family. They had a female goat, which provided milk for them. On the occasion of Eid al-Adha, they had to sacrifice the goat due to the arrival of guests. When Fidya's husband sacrificed the goat, they saw a female goat standing in their yard. She was identical to the goat they sacrificed. They were astonished. The identical goat provided both milk and honey. Moral of the story is that if you have patience on any difficulty, Allah will grant you a greater reward. There are many other benefits of patience during difficult times, from which few are as follows. Allah is with those who have patience. Iman is half of patience and gratitude. If you miss something and have patience, Allah will grant you nothing less than Jannah. I would like to end my speech with a beautiful poem. Patience is virtue. Virtue is grace. Put both together and make a pretty face. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Muhammad Ammar Vahora from Darul Arkam Islamic School, Lichtenberg. Remember, if Allah brings you to it, He will bring you through it. Next up we have Mumita Mu'min, all the way from Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mahikeng. And her topic will be how I will design my Jannah when I enter, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Jannah, the word that brings peace to my heart, it's also everyone's dream. Are we all thinking about the luxury and freedom in Jannah? The beautiful green trees, the delicious fruits, the lakes made of milk and honey, my big beautiful house, and my pink BMW. Wow, sounds so good. No, I am not designing my Jannah on these empty wishes and dreams. And as I quote, a goal without a plan is just a dream. So this is my plan. I will design my Jannah by believing in Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger. I will pray 5 times daily and keep all my fast in the month of Ramadan. I will always be thankful and make shukr for every good and bad that happens and say, I am pleased with Allah Ta'ala as my Rabb and with Islam as my Deen. I will design my Jannah by saying Subhanallah and Bismillah. I am guaranteed a date palm tree to be planted just for me. So I must always be truthful and honest in my actions. I will be patient and control my tongue when in anger by saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Last but not least, this is a message to all my friends. Always listen to your parents and respect them, especially your mother. As it mentioned in the hadith, Jannah lies under your mother's feet. So this is my wonderful plan, and I hope that I have encouraged you all. Shukran.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Mumita Mu'min from Madrasa Jamia Islamia Mahikeng. Patience is not simply the ability to wait. It's how we behave while we are waiting. Next up we have Uthman Kandia, all the way from Al Huda Muslim School, Klerksdorp, and his topic will be the beauty of patience.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-sabrun jamilun wa ajrun azimun. Who said that life should be smooth sailing all the way? Life, as we know, it is a test. So how does Allah test us? I hear you ask, well, was fear, was hunger through our wealth and children and even was death and loss. And thus this in life gets us close to Allah and nearer to Jannah. So how do we pass this test? Well, by practicing sabr or patience, and we will attain golden success. Sabr is an extremely important virtue of a believer which teaches us how to remain spiritually steadfast, how to hold back, remain calm, maintain one's cool and restrain oneself.
Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandson, Ali, the son of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, passed away in his sleep. Tears of sorrow coming rolling down from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes. When Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu wondered, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, "Thus is an expression of mercy that Allah has put in the hearts of people. Remember, sabr or patience is not a quality that we are born with, but it is something that we have to work hard for." Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever tries to be patient, then Allah will help him be patient." As Muslims, we should achieve the noble characteristic of patience. We should also realize that sabr is a long life learning lesson. By learning this quality, we will handle life with success. Insha'Allah, and remember, Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Uthman Kandia from Al Huda Muslim School, Clarksdale. Next up we have Zakira Mullah from Welcome Muslim School. And her topic will be, "How I will design my Jannah when I enter, inshaAllah."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My topic is how I will design my Jannah when I enter, insha'Allah. It is the dream and desire of every believing person to be granted entry into Jannah by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala bestows this favor upon me, alhamdulillah, I will be blessed. It is said that Jannah is a place that no eyes have seen and no mind can imagine. My task for now is to choose what my heart desires. I will firstly choose a palace with many rooms and a beautiful garden with rivers flowing of milk and honey. The many rooms will be for my loved ones so that I may spend time with and enjoy. Each room will be beautifully decorated with gold and silver. The beds will have soft cushions and rich brocade. My house in Jannah will be filled with food of every type. Fruits, sweets, cakes, chocolates, and even the wine of Jannah, which will not be intoxicating. Whatever I wish for and feel for will be made available to me immediately. I will also be wearing clothes of silk and satin, fit for queens and princesses. There will be no limit to the number of clothes and shoes I will have. My Jannah will be carefree, nothing to worry about. No work, no studies, no illness, and no fights. A piece of peace and bliss to love young and forever. Insha'Allah. While these are some of my desires of Jannah, I have no doubt that Allah Ta'ala has much more in store for us. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Zakira Mullah from Welcome Muslim School. Just a small plea from the bottom of our hearts, a humble request for our men that are sitting on the stands, please, can you please come down and sit on the chairs, as many of our ladies creating a sense of uncomfortability because of parda reasons and hijab, many of them don't have their pardas on. So can we please respect that, those sentiments? We appreciate that. Jazakumullahu khaira. Next up we have Muhammad Ammar Kiran from our host city, Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, Kimberley, and his topic will be the language of Islam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every religion has salient features, and one of the salient features of Islam is its language. I think there must be something more to Arabic than just being a language. Consider this, and you will agree with me that Arabic is a special language. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported as said, love Arabic for three reasons. Firstly, because I'm an Arab. Secondly, because the Quran is in Arabic. And thirdly, because the language of the people of Jannah is Arabic. Actually, as a Muslim, I feel sad knowing that my creator has sent me a beautiful message, spanned across 114 chapters and covering 30 Jews, detailing to me my success in both the worlds, yet I do not make any attempt to study the language of this beautiful message, to love a good life. My creator said in Surah Yusuf, Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan arabiyyan la'allakum taqilun. I've revealed the Qur'an in Arabic so that you may understand. I also wish to tell you that Islam too has a sign language, just as we convey the messages to those who have a hearing disability via sign language. So too can we convey the message of Islam to those who do not understand its language. And that sign language is our good conduct and character, the one shown by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, who enticed thousands towards the beauty of Islam. May we all, as Muslims, be inspired by the language of Islam. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, that was the voice of Muhammad Ammar Kiran from Madrasa Miftahul Ulum, Kimberley. South Africa will not be free until Palestine is free. Madiba. Next up we have Zaid Walid, all the way from Kimberley Islamic School. And his topic is, I am a Palestinian child and I.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am a Palestinian child and I stand firm against the Israeli occupation, and I am surprised by the silence of the free world, and I am puzzled by the blindness of the human rights champions, and I am anguished by the inaction of the Muslim Ummah. But I do not despair and I do not lose hope. I have heard about the bravery of my forefathers and I will follow them. I will stay steadfast in my mission by seeking knowledge, wisdom and skills. I will be an example for the children in Kashmir, Iraq, Syria and the rest of the world. Be strong, O people of the Himalayas, Tigris and Aleppo, and have faith in Allah.
I am a Palestinian child, and I cannot remember what it is to be a child, to play, to learn, to have a loving family. The only thing I know is soldiers shooting and killing innocent children and people. But don't be sad, oh children of the world, for us. So what if I lost my parents and family? I have all of you, my brothers and sisters. And just work hard and be honest in what you do so that we can become a strong ummah again. And remember what our holy prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed at night in the moment of the